politicians. And you know what else? You might see some people get elected that were unelectable before because of all the crap in our state.
Good point. Good point. Pat, it's always good to talk to you. When we get things settled down here, we'll get you in studio. And because I've missed seeing your smiling face, man. I really honestly have. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Happy 4th of July next week.
There you go. Pat Casal from the Multicare. And by the way, Pat Casal is one of the nicest people you will ever want to meet. Pat Casal joining us. Coming up, I told you this is a friends and family kind of show. Coming up, Jeff Ecker is the president and the owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. It's the company that manages Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. Hookah Lounge. Ooh, I just love that. He'll join us. Jeff will join us in just a couple minutes. And we'll talk about the state of the restaurant industry in this COVID-19 environment. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 3:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, a couple of areas where we're getting some slow flows right now. 95 eastbound at Jones as you head into the Spaghetti Bowl there. 15 northbound at Sunset near the stadium. Some shoulder activity there. That's 15 southbound at Hacienda there on the right side. You'll touch the brakes. 215 west at the 15 interchange. 15 north at Spring Mountain. Those lane restrictions continue there. Pecos at the 215. And a quick check there. Some police activity there on the shoulder. That's 215 eastbound at the Airport Connector. And remember, the road work continues in Tropicana between Maryland and Boulder Highway.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Hook and Loans presents the Sports Blast, driven by Jeep on KMZQ. NASCAR President Steve Phelps held the conference call and defended the sense of urgency of investigating the noose in Bubba Wallace's garage, but adds that he should have used the word alleged. NASCAR released the picture of the rope in Wallace's garage that sparked the FBI investigation. NASCAR also confirmed after an investigation of all its tracks, out of more than 1,700 garages, Wallace's was the only one with a rope that resembled a noose.
Many of you have seen the photo. As you can see from the photo, the noose was real, as was our concern for Bubba. With similar emotion, others across our industry and our media stood up to defend the NASCAR family, our NASCAR family, because they are part of the NASCAR family too. We were proud to see so many stand up for what's right.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
The final season of inventory is happening now at Copperleaf. Experience the finest in traditional Western living and great outdoor recreation with your gorgeous 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site. Priced from only $79.9. Plus, for a limited time, pay no closing costs. This spectacular mountain paradise offers pristine Rocky Mountain views, private access to the historic Shoshone River for incredible blue ribbon trout fishing, a prime location next to the entrance of Yellowstone Park for hiking, sightseeing, and nature walks. Plus, modern amenities including central water and sewer, underground electric, and more. During your private Copperleaf tour, you can choose to drive your own vehicle or take advantage of our safe and sanitary tour options. Call 866-935-2636 and ask how to take a live video tour of your beautiful 1 to 3+ acre mountainside home site, priced from only $79.9 at Copperleaf. Don't wait. 866-935-2636 to take a live video tour of Copperleaf or visit copperleafwyoming.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. It is Friday. It is the beginning of the weekend. And I want you to hear, just real quick, because I think this is important. Karl Rove is one of the smartest guys I know of in politics. And a lot of people just, a lot of people are starting to get nervous. And they see these polls, these battleground polls. In most of the polls, the president is within a point or two of the former vice president, which to me is nothing. Nothing. A little bit later on, I'm going to let you hear Karl Rove, because this is important stuff. First, though, I want to check in with a good friend of ours, Jeff Ecker. He is the president and the owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. His company manages Payman's Mediterranean, and I absolutely love their food and their atmosphere, and I just like seeing him and his help and how they deal with the public. Jeff, how are you doing? How you been, my friend? Are you surviving?
Good, Kevin. Yeah, just, you know, doing okay. Just gained a few pounds, but other than that, you know, I've been working pretty hard.
They'll have you working it off at the restaurant, trust me. Jeff, let me ask you what the atmosphere is like. I know a lot of the restaurants have reopened, but they've reopened at like 50%. There are some restaurants I fear that will not be able to turn a profit at 50% of occupancy, that's going to have to change. What about your experience at Payman's and the people you talk with all across the Las Vegas Valley?
Yeah, good question. I think Payman's is in the same boat as a lot of the other, you know, operators out there, where most of the operators applied for the, you know, the PPP money, and it pretty much, you know, covers, you know, your labor, part of the rent, and not much more than that for about an 8-week period. I mean, of course, all your, you know, fixed costs are still there, variable costs. So it's pretty expensive. But with that being said, if you're an operator that's still doing, you know, somewhat of a business, you're able to, you know, put a little bit of money away. So when you're out of that, you know, 8-week period, you're able to sustain yourself for a while. So that's the big question. At 50% occupancy, I don't think many operators can last very long, because, you know, the landlords are, you know, they're pretty steadfast. They're not really budging, you know. So,
and they're not offering to take 50% off your lease.
No, not at all. You know, the operators that I've spoken with say that, you know, the landlords are helping by deferring some of the rent, but, you know, when they have to come up with the payment, you know, when maybe in, you know, the beginning of 2021, you know, it's going to be very difficult, because they're going to be in a pretty deep hole.
And am I right that beginning next month, just a couple of days away, your expenses are going to go up even more with the increase of 75 cents to $8 per hour on the minimum wage? That's going to make it even more expensive on restaurants, is it not?
Yeah, unfortunately, unfortunately, that's a backbreaker. Not many people are talking about this. I mean, you and I have talked about it in the past, on what a devastating thing that's going to be to some of the, local restaurants. But, when you look at like a mid-sized restaurant, you're looking at about a 50,000 to 60,000 increase in labor costs per year for this year and the next 4 years. There are a lot of restaurants that don't make 50,000 to 60,000, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know people think that restaurants are all, profitable and they're doing well, but as you can see, a lot of them have folded already. And if they had deep pockets, they wouldn't have folded, trust me, because they get stuck with a lot of debt and it affects their credit. The last thing you want to do is go out of business.
And you and I have talked about this, but for those that maybe are just now making the jump to our new home here on 6 AM 670 KMZQ, the profit margin for most restaurants is in the area of what, 4 to 6%? That's the profit margin.
It's around, actually, it's around the National Restaurant Association has casual restaurants, which is pretty much most of Las Vegas, other than the, high-end strip properties, at 3 to 4%. So, if you're lucky enough to do $2 million in sales, which is quite a bit, you're looking at $60,000 to $80,000 in profit.
Mm.
So, and the thing that I think that the voters don't quite understand is that, when you put that kind of downward pressure on a restaurant, it's going to cause some detrimental effect in, the raising of prices, and other things that restaurants may, have to institute. And unfortunately, we listen to people out there say, if you pay people more, they'll have more money to spend and it'll fuel the economy. But at the end of the day, when you do the math, that 75 cents per hour adds up to about $4.50 a day per employee if they work a six-hour shift. Now, $4.50 a day, I don't think is going to change somebody's spending habits, but it's certainly going to destroy a whole bunch of businesses. So that's the hard part, is trying to get through to the people to get them to understand that restaurants really are on a very, very thin margin. And then you have situations like this where COVID-19 hit and, restaurants don't have deep pockets. They don't have those the funds just sitting around. Yeah. You have constantly having to improve your place and put more money into your business. So it's, unfortunately, it's, when the PPP money runs out and the money that was, earned during that time because of the break on labor and that type of thing runs out, I think up until the end of the year, it's going to be a rough ride. I really do.
Wow.
I hate to say.
More coming up with Jeff Ecker, the president and owner of the Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. His company manages Payments Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. Stick around. We're gonna find out what restaurateurs can do to help make up this money when the minimum wage goes up on July 1st. What can they do? Can they raise your prices? Don't know about in this environment. We'll talk about it and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a high-SEER air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the Valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Jeff Ecker, the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. They're the folks that manage Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. And he joins us. Tell us what restaurants, the challenges that restaurants are facing right now today and in the, well, in the next week with the increase in the minimum wage to, 75 cents to $8 an hour. Can you talk a little bit about how restaurants in particular, with such a narrow profit margin, how they can cope?
Well, honestly, at this point, I think there's one of a couple things that they can do. That obviously, one is raise prices. Okay, when you raise minimum wage and you force a typical restaurant to take, a $50,000 to $60,000 hit, it has to come from somewhere. And I'm telling you, even in a great economy, restaurants are averaging 3% to 4%. So it's that, or they, you know, they put in an automatic gratuity on every single check, you know, and they take the money and they divvy it up and make sure that everybody gets their, you know, minimum wage. But it's, either way, it's for the consumer, it's not good. It's really not good, you know. You know, right now, one thing that you know, people don't realize is that when you walk into a restaurant, Kevin, and you see that you're only seating half of the place, and you assume that you're using half the staff, and that's completely false. You know, you go from using a typical sanitizer on a table when people leave to having, you know, a server actually wash the table with soap first, you know, rinse it with water, dry it off. Once it's dry, then you hit it with a disinfectant, sanitizer. You have to let that air dry. You know, that busser and runner is no longer a busser runner. They're a busser and a runner. You know, so like when you go into payments, if it's at all busy, you're going to see that position split up. So that person, you know, handling anything that's been touched by a customer is not the same person that is bringing food to your table. Now, if it happens to be slow and that person is doing, you know, the same job, which is pretty typical in restaurants anyway, they have, every single time they change the job, they have to go to the back, they have to take their gloves off, they have to wash their hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, let it dry, use a sanitizer, let that air dry, then put a new fresh set of gloves on, and we have the staff there change the color gloves so the customer can easily see that they went through that process. Well, that takes a lot of time. You know, so, you know, you're having to have more staff on. So typically at payments, if we have, you know, two servers on at the, you know, daytime lunch, that's what we still have. So that's what, you know, the government folks don't quite understand too.
Now they're adding the mask element and letting you people be the police to make sure everybody masks up. It makes no sense.
Well, that's a huge challenge. I can tell you already today, my phone was ringing off the hook from staff. Okay, because we've got customers coming in saying, "I have a medical condition, and I can't wear a mask." Okay, well. You know, in the mandate, it said if they have a medical condition, we can't ask people what their medical condition is because of HIPAA, okay? So we can't ask people if they live together.
Yeah.
Because if they don't tell us the truth, I mean, you know, you can't possibly go to every single person. You know, if you have a table of five over there, you're going to go to every single person. Who do you live with? Do you live with this one? You know, I mean, yeah. These people are congregating.
They're asking you to sort out what cops and OSHA and others are doing. Jeff, I apologize for having to cut you short, but we're running real short on time. I'm going to come over and see you, mask or no mask. I'll be wearing a mask, I'm sure. Thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you. And like I say, I love Friends and Family Days on the radio. It's so much fun. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yep. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Jeff Ecker, the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA. the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. In fact, I was on the phone this afternoon with Summer at PIPCOA. And I got to tell you, they have done so much great work. And a lot of it they've done on my friends and family. Which I think is so cool. So if you've got chronic pain, make sure you check it out. Go to PIPCOA. They're over on West Sahara and Tenaya. And it's the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. I absolutely swear by them. They fixed my shoulder without surgery. I had an impingement of my rotator cuff. Yeah. It was so cool. Well, what they did, and it was pain-free. Pain-free. No painful therapy or anything like that. I just love these people. Coming up, friends and family will continue because Rico Aller from Carson Insulation in beautiful Mount House will join us next. We'll find out what day one of the Sisolak mask mandate continues. Stay where you are. We'll continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Minneapolis City Council has unanimously advanced